Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
We had a Super Tuesday this past week, and there were at least in five states, there were very important elections: Michigan, Missouri, Arizona, Washington, Kansas. And so I want to talk about some of those election results and then the CPAC thing we just had here in Texas and what they indicate. But first, I have to say this: Inflation Reduction Act.
Yeah.
That's what he called. That's what Biden called.
It's got to be the most well-titled, accurate title for a bill I've ever heard. They're going to bring down inflation with that bill?
You know, Biden is rewriting the dictionary. You know, raising taxes will not reduce inflation in any way, shape, or form. It's just, it's simple arithmetic. But anyway, that's what he's spitting. There was a guy of his party years ago that ran on this platform: it's the economy, stupid. And then I think...
And then he moved to the center after the Republicans took Congress back, something I don't think we'll ever see Biden do.
No. He doesn't know where the center is. He has lost.
Well, we're probably going to take the Congress back this November, but the people around him are going to say, now you just sit down and shut up and we'll tell you what you're going to do.
Well, they've pretty much been doing that. But yeah, I think it's going to be devastating for them. Now, these primaries, what was significant was the presence of Donald Trump and his influence. Several of the candidates that he endorsed won, and then there were three GOP House members who were fighting for their political lives because they voted to impeach Trump over the January 6th thing.
And I hope they get primaried right out of there. They deserve it.
Yeah. It's very likely. But Trump's influence is alive and well. And we made jokes for a long time about, you know, Trump is living rent-free in the liberals' heads.
Yes.
But guess what? He's still there in the conservatives' mind. Yeah. He's there. And
he has a penthouse in the conservatives' minds.
Well, you know, okay, here's the deal. We just had the CPAC. That's the Conservative Political Action Conference. I hate all these anagrams. Anyway, in Texas here, now keep in mind, Texas is a conservative state, at least for now. And Trump captured 69% of the ballots in the anonymous online straw poll, which doesn't mean a lot, but I mean, he's old and he's got 69% of the CPAC, and he's hinting about running in 2024. And if he keeps getting these strong showings, it's going to embolden him.
Now, it may just happen if the Democrats don't figure out a way to put him in jail first, which they're trying desperately to do.
And if I can,
or something.
Yeah, go ahead, Brendan.
Oh, I was just going to say, yeah. If you look at second place, he's only at 20%. So that's a huge difference between the gap between Trump and...
Yeah, it's enormous, enormous. Mm-hmm. And now I have been vocal about, I like what he did as president as far as his policy. I like what he did for the economy. Oh, how much is gasoline per gallon where you live, Bob?
Actually, it's going down a little bit. But here's the kicker. Biden is taking credit for it going down. But when it was going up, he kept insisting that as president, there was nothing he can do about gas prices.
So you have
to follow this brilliant logic. When it goes down, he is 100% responsible. When it goes up, golly gee, jumping Jiminy, nothing we can do.
Yeah, the problem is, even though it has gone down, it's still way higher than it was when he took over.
Oh, of course. Here I just saw one today that was like $4.99, but compared to almost $7, that's looking good. But still, you have to compare that to what it was 5 years ago.
He does the same thing with unemployment. He says, oh, we've created a lot of jobs. Well, you ended a lot of jobs.
Yeah, you ended a lot of jobs. Those people got new jobs, so you created a lot of jobs. Yeah. This isn't exactly rocket science.
What do they say? Figures never lie, but liars always figure. it's just silly. But the reality is, Trump is very, very strong right now. I like this stuff. He made the economy strong. He made us completely independent on oil, and he was strengthening the border. And our enemies had respect for us, where there is none currently.
Of course, Joe Biden will be an easy act to follow for anybody. Howdy Doody could get in after Joe Biden.
Well, who knows what the Democrats will come up with? I don't know. And I was just talking.
Probably Gavin Newsom, if you ask me.
Oh, my gosh. I was just talking to a friend of mine who lives in Austin, and which is a very liberal city in a very conservative state. And he said, I don't think we'll ever have another fair election again. And he came up with something brilliant. He lives in Austin, so he has a lot of liberal friends. And they'll say, well, do you think that the election was stolen? And he said, listen to this. I think Biden stole the primaries from Bernie. Bernie was hugely popular, and he says, I don't think that Biden won the primaries. I think he stole it from Bernie Sanders. And they go, oh, yeah, you're right. And he says, so if he stole it with his own party, why do you think he couldn't steal it on the big election? And
the very idea that bumbling baboon going and campaigning from his basement could have beat out Donald Trump, that alone should be enough for people to know the election was fixed.
I know, but you know, we're not talking about people that are rational or logical in most of these things. But so the question I have, and you said that you think that we'll take back the House and Senate possibly.
I think we probably will. Yeah.
Will it be a red wave? Will it be overwhelming? Will it be sweeping?
If it's a fair election, it'll be overwhelming and sweeping. And some of those places have done election reform, so there'll be some cheating, and there'll be some places that we might not get because of cheating. But I do think we will still have this red wave. I'll go on record as predicting that. And so are a lot of other people. I don't think I'm alone in this.
Yeah, I'm hopeful that they will take back both chambers, but it'll be very, very narrow if they do. I hope that they do, because then at least for the following 2 years, they can keep things in check. I'm afraid that so much damage has been done, it's going to take a long, long time.
Yeah, well, Republicans do a better job when they have Congress and fight the Democratic president. It's only when they have all three branches that they sell us down the river. I think it'll be a landslide in the House. I do agree that it will probably be much closer in the Senate. But between the two of them, I think we will have that red wave. Well, Jim, it's always a pleasure having you. I'm so glad, my friend, that you're feeling better. COVID is not fun. I had it once myself. Not a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And I'm very grateful. You sound like your old self again, and we'll have you on again in 2 weeks.
2 weeks. We'll be here.
All right. This is Bob Siegel. We'll see you next time.
Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.